talk to me and give me your impressions on that game.
Yeah, I thought our kids played hard. I think our kids have played hard all year. One of the things I thought they did a better job of this week is we competed, right? We competed in the moments, we competed in the situations. To go down 14 to nothing at William and Mary at on their homecoming. I mean, can you not stack the chips up against us farther in that piece? And one of the things I was really proud of is our kids responded. There wasn't a panic. There wasn't any of those things. They just kept playing football. And I was proud of that piece of it. Now you can't give good football teams like William and Mary the opportunities that we gave, and we got to take advantage of those pieces. And that was the biggest piece I was excited about to show our kids yesterday when they came in was like, there's opportunities for us to be able to go win that football game. And there's not a better football team than William and Mary. And if we can compete at that level with those guys, the future and the hope is really, really bright here. We just got to keep pushing through those things.
Chad was 30 of 39, 320
Yeah.
yards, four touchdowns against a really good defense. When did he? How good was that performances of the ones he's had this year? And he's had some good ones.
Yeah, I think he nailed it in that piece. And I think in college football, if you got a quarterback, you got a chance. And Chad, I think, is continuing to prove to not only his teammates but also himself. I mean, this is Chad's seventh start in his career in that spot. His first time to, besides the Western Carolina game, is to going in and playing an adverse team on the road that's a top 20 team in that spot. And so for him to see his ability to play with great confidence, I think that's just going to give him some more confidence to continue to be able to go. But also the people around him played well. Our offensive line played really well in those spots. We gave him time to push the ball downfield. Our receivers caught the ball really well in some heavy traffic spots. And then we had a lot of yards after catch with our receivers, and that gave us an opportunity. So I think all those things were good for us to be able to see.
First questions this afternoon from Chris Park. Good afternoon, Chris.
It's good to see you again. I wanted to ask you about what it would take to just break through, if you would. Would it take getting that close win? Would it just take coming through? Because you're doing all the little things right. Is it just I mean, the bounce of the football to get you guys to come out victorious in one of these and get that first dub to put you over the top?
Yeah, I mean, if you got something you think's the answer, I'm interested because we are trying everything we possibly can. And our kids are doing a great job of that piece. And that's the frustrating piece. And Chris, this is not my first year one as a head football coach, right? And so, unfortunately, in a world that we all want the success, we want it right now. It doesn't always work that way. Life doesn't treat you that way. You've got to do, like you said, all the little bitty things right to give yourself an opportunity to win. We did a lot of those things right Saturday, right? But we can't turn the ball over twice in the red zone, and we can't give them an extra possession of running into the punter. And all those happened in the first half. And a lot of people are going to look to the fourth quarter and say, well, they were able to get the 98-yard drive, which is phenomenal. That's who William and Mary is. But when you get up, our opportunities really came in that first quarter, into the first quarter, first to the second quarter in that spot where we got an opportunity to go down, tie the ball game up, to be able to do those things. And we weren't able to take advantage of those things. Good football teams, when you make mistakes, take advantage of them and make you pay in those spots. We weren't able to get that done on Saturday. And nobody's going to look at that because it was the first and second quarter. But those are opportunities against a really good football team. When you get a chance to score, you better take advantage of it because you're going to need it later in that night.
I could get one more in here before I turn it over to Tiffany. You're facing a squad here at A&T that didn't have the best of luck, kind of got embarrassed at their homecoming. Would you rather face a squad that didn't have that happen? Because that tendency to leave teams like that has them come out the next week firing on all cylinders most of the time. What's your take on them?
Yeah, they're really good. They're a really talented football team. I mean, I'm just watching film on them here today, and you watch that Hampton game. I mean, and they come out swinging. I mean, they're throwing haymakers right out the first of the series, throwing the football down the field. Justin did a good job throwing the football for him in the ball game and played really stout defense in that spot. And so, yeah, I mean, like I said, man, I mean, this is the CAA. There's good football teams from top to bottom, and there's good football teams that lose football games every single week that in most conferences don't lose. And that sounds like coach talk, Chris, and that's the stuff we're supposed to say, right? But turn on the tape. It's the truth, 100% in that spot. And so, if our kids come into it in any mindset, if this is a CAA football game against an in-state rival for us in that spot, and it's homecoming for us, and good football teams win at home, and we're really working hard to build a program that is a good football team. And so this is an opportunity for us to be able to grow, and we've got to take advantage of it, and be able to see it. But if anybody's taking anybody lightly at this point in our camp, They're not the smartest people in the world because this is a heck of a league, and we ain't had anybody on the schedule yet that you go, that's a for sure win for the Camels in this piece. And so it's part of the process that we got to go through.
Thank you, Coach.
Yes.
Coach, your next question from Tiffany Williams. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Good afternoon, Coach. Can you talk a little bit about BJ Wilkins?
Yeah, he's a dynamic kid. Done a great job. We got him in some opportunities this past week in some one-on-one matchups. You saw him be able to take advantage of that. One of the best things that I thought you saw from BJ and our football team as a whole is we threw a slot fade in the first quarter to BJ. I think it was play eight that we had the ball offensively, and he drops it, and it's explosive play. Play 10, we're able to come back in the exact same play. Coach Kubik, our offensive coordinator, calls it trust BJ, trust Chad, Chad, trust BJ, and then BJ makes that explosive play for a touchdown in that spot. And so I think that's just the growth that I've been able to see out of BJ, and probably the most exciting thing is we talk about next rep. It's easy to say, it's easy to put on a wristband, it's easy to say on a wall, but it's harder to do it in a hostile environment like we were on Saturday, and BJ was able to do that.
Let me just slide one more in. A lot of mistakes in football are mental mistakes. What are those mental mistakes you feel that you made on Saturday and that you think you just need to go back and correct?
Yeah, well, on the defensive side of the ball, they presented an option offense, and an option offense is really tough because it really dictates your eyes. And if you don't have a great eye control throughout the whole course of the play, they take advantage of it, and that's what they did. And that's we didn't do a good enough job being disciplined with our eyes. It's not a lack of does the kid want to make the play, anything like that. It's just being disciplined with your eyes the whole time in that spot. Those are mistakes that we gave up. Way too many opportunities. They had 28 first downs in the ball game. We had 22 in that spot. We've got to be able to eliminate where people cannot continue drives in that spot, and we got to get them off the field. And that comes from being disciplined, just exactly like you said. And that's mental, being locked in that piece. And then on the offensive side of the ball, we got to take care of the football. We turned the ball over twice inside the red zone that we're going down and having successful drives. We did some really good things in the red zone on Saturday. And so you'd like to think out of one of those two drives that you get an opportunity to put points on the board, which gives you an opportunity to be a tie ball game at the end of it in that spot. And so a lot of things in football, everybody thinks it comes down to the last play or this play. For us, the opportunities were in the first and second quarter, to really maximize our ability. And we failed to do that. So we got to go back and be able to look at those things. The great thing about our kids is they see it on film, and they want to get better. And they came in yesterday with that mindset to get better. And I think they'll respond this week.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Actually, we've talked quite a bit this year about Jalen Brooks and the kind of season he's had for you, but 19 tackles, three of them for loss on Saturday. How good was his performance?
Yeah, I mean, just turn on the film. I mean, the kid just plays hard, right? His dad was an All-American wrestler at Campbell. I mean, he's the prototypical of what you want. That it's more than just football for that kid, right? It's a place that he's at and a place that he believes in, and it's an opportunity to play meaningful snaps like he's doing for us. And you can see all that. Watch him play. He plays just so hard in that spot because it means so much to him in that spot. And so really proud of his effort. I'm really proud of a lot of our guys on defense. Having CJ Tillman out with knee, having knee surgery this week, and Lakeem Rudolph, he came in with 12 tackles out on the perimeter for us. Being able to see guys get opportunities. As a coach, you never want guys and injuries to happen. We don't ever want that piece, but it's really exciting to see guys when their opportunity comes to step up and do something with it in that spot. We just got to find a little bit more. Yeah, and we don't have to panic. We don't have to do anything different. We just got to do simple a little bit better.
Got another one. Chris, go ahead, Chris.
They get the t-shirt, do simple a little better,
Hey,
actually.
man. My wife
Let
said
me.
that when she married me. I'm pretty simple, so she better take that. That's all I got to do is just do it a little bit better than I am, right?
I got one like that too. Not far from it, but I wanted to ask you about similarities here. You played Central. Central's obviously played and beaten A&T. Is there anything you could take crossover from those games that you played with Central, who's taken out A&T?
I think you turn on the film, you evaluate who you see, right? In college football, you see all this time comparison. Well, this team beat this team and this team lost to this team. I mean, if we haven't seen by now in this year in 2024 of college football at all levels, is you better be ready to play on Saturday. And what's really cool, Chris, is I think the state of college football with the NIL piece, everybody thought that there were going to be just power teams, right? And they're the haves and the have-nots, right? And you look across the board, and that's just not the case right now. I mean, just look in our league right now. We're probably one of the smaller schools in the CAA, and we're able to go compete on those at that level year one of our program. We're not where we want to be, but the exciting piece is that we're able to compete at a high level against really good football teams in that spot. And so, like the comparison game, I think is out the window because at the end of the day, you're dealing with 18 to 23-ish year olds, right? Now you got ish olds, right? And it's all about can you get them to do it on Saturday at 3:30 in that spot, but then also can you get it to do it for four quarters in that spot? And I think there's a lot of really good football coaches out there, and I think you're getting a chance to see that through college football.
Well, Saturday, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, Braxton. Thanks so much for the time here this afternoon, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. See you soon.
All right, thank you. You too.